Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
U.S. District Judge Paula Zenas, who's overseeing Kilmer Abrego-Garcia's case, is now weighing contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for failing to act in returning Abrego-Garcia back to the U.S. During a hearing yesterday, Zenas scolded Justice Department officials for doing nothing to facilitate Abrego-Garcia's release from El Salvador's notorious prison, telling them to cancel vacations and other appointments in order to comply with a two-week inquiry into the matter. She added, there will be no tolerance for gamesmanship or grandstanding. In an eight-page written order, Zenas said four senior officials from Homeland Security and the State Department must sit for depositions by next Wednesday to produce details under oath about their attempts to bring him back. Zenas also called out the Trump administration for its semantics over the word facilitate. In its read and of both her order and the Supreme Court's order. In a status report ahead of yesterday's hearing, a Trump administration attorney wrote that even if Abrego-Garcia does make it back to the U.S., the administration will only deport him again. For his part, President Trump continues to argue he won the decision 9-0 and that the matter is entirely in the hands of El Salvador.
Wow. And there's another court, Judge Boasberg's court. So you have Zenas' court, Paula Zenas, who is dealing with the Kilmer Abrego-Garcia case, right? This is the case where there was due process, meaning he had a court order in place, Mr. Garcia did, protecting him, withholding him from deportation to El Salvador, where this administration deported him. That's the Zenas case. That's the Abrego-Garcia case. As you know, Abrego-Garcia is from El Salvador. Now we have the Boasberg court. The Boasberg court is dealing with completely other non-criminal deportees. These are the people who were put on a plane. They were here from Venezuela. Donald Trump pointed at them and said, they're tren de Aragua. And without any evidence to link them to any gang, without evidence of any criminal activity, either in Venezuela or in the United States, they were put on a plane bound for, you guessed it, El Salvador, his favorite gulag, run by his favorite coolest dictator. The coolest. Boasberg has reached his limit. Boasberg's been at it a few weeks longer than Zenas has. Boasberg gave an order not to allow those flights full of Venezuelans to leave this country and go to that gulag in El Salvador. And this administration greenlit those flights anyway, in violation of Boasberg's court order. So what we have here is already in the bag constitutional crisis, meaning Boasberg ordered them not to take off on those flights. Trump administration officials took off on those flights and put those people in the prison in El Salvador. Now, when that happened all those many weeks ago, which feels like years, we're not even into 100 days of this crap yet, okay? We're in like 80-something, I think, 87 days or some such thing. And Boasberg said, we all knew. I think there's a homework title from back then called Constitutional Crisis, because it was obvious. It was obvious that we were in one, that a judge, a co-equal branch of government, a judge, ordered the executive branch, the administration, to not take a plane load of people who had not had criminal records and deport them to a gulag, and that he wanted due process to ensue, meaning they would have a chance to tell a court, all 237 of them, that they were not gang members, that they were here living with their families, that they were here living with their wives, that they were here raising their children, that they were here living with their parents, that they were here doing the right thing in the United States by not committing crime. And so Boasberg, continually asked them to, turn those planes around or bring them back, and they wouldn't do it. They haven't done it. And so today Boasberg had reached his limit of asking. And he said, all right, here's what I'm doing. I am finding that there is probable cause to hold this administration in criminal contempt of court. And by that, I'm going to say, you know it, I know it, and you need to give me the names of the people who greenlit these flights. I want their names, and I want their names now, but more importantly, I'm going to refer those people for prosecution because they violated a court order, and you don't want a constitutional crisis, so I'm giving you a remedy. Turn over the people that greenlit these flights. I am going to recommend them for prosecution for violating a court order. However, I want due process for those Venezuelans. That's the most important issue to this court, is that they have their day in court to say whether or not they are criminals, to produce evidence. The government should produce evidence that they are, or the government should produce evidence that they are a member of Tren de Aragua, which almost none of them are. And I want them to have their day in court. Now, you don't have to bring them all back. He's giving them a really nice remedy. He's saying you don't have to bring them all back, the 237. But they do have to face a judge. And you decide where and when, and you come back to me and you tell me where and when so that I know they had due process. But also, I want the names of the people that violated my court order because I need to recommend them for prosecution. Now, that is the first court that has gotten dead serious about holding people in this administration in contempt, criminal contempt, not civil contempt, meaning this is not a money thing. This is not, oh, well, we're going to fine you $1,000 a day until you do this or that. No, he's saying, I want their names. I'm referring them for prosecution, okay? Because you have an administration where someone in it greenlit these flights after I issued an order and said, we didn't think you meant it. You remember that? Well, he gave a written order and an oral order for the planes not to take off. But we didn't think the oral, direction was one we had to follow. We just didn't think that. Because you're listening to what, Pam Bondi? Because you're listening to Cash Patel? I mean, like, that ignorance of the law is, it never has been an excuse. It never will be an excuse. Now, I found another person today. There's a whole website that is run for immigrants by immigrants, believe it or not. It's called DocumentedNewYork.com. And in there is a very long story, a 9-page story of yet another guy who was on those flights. His name is Merwil Gutierrez. Okay. Merwil Gutierrez and another 237 Venezuelans also had no criminal record, neither in Venezuela or here. And he doesn't even have a single tattoo upon his body. Not even a single. Not a crown, not a jumping man, nothing. And his dad is like, he's not a gang member. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. So now we have, at least 11 people, plus the women that they put on those flights who were sent back because Bukele, he won't accept women.